The Mishnah, Masechet Shabbos, Daf Hei Vav Amud Aleph, at the end of the Mishnah says, "Minayin l'sicha kishti b'yom kippurim." How do we know that on Yom Kippur, just like one obviously may not drink on Yom Kippur, one may not rub himself, smear himself with oil on Yom Kippur? Says the Mishnah, "Af pi she'en ra'ah l'davar," even though there's no compelling proof to this halacha, "zeich l'davar." There isn't a smachta, and as we know, all of the Mishnayos in our Perek really are written this way, that they're teaching us halachas that aren't explicit in the Torah, but rather are only a smachta. Shenemar, the Pasuk in Tehillim, when Perek Kuf Tes Pasuk Yutches, where David HaMelech speaks to those who speak badly about Klal Yisrael or about himself, about David HaMelech, and David HaMelech curses them, and he says, "V'yilbash klolo kamadoi." One, the curse should come on them. "V'tava kamayim b'kirboi u'kishemin b'atzmoisof." David HaMelech is saying that those who speak this way should be encircled, enwrapped in curse, just like a garment covers the body. And David HaMelech continues that the curse should enter that person the same way the water one drinks enters the person, and the same way the oil that one smears on his body, if he has a bone ache, that the oil ultimately through pores in one body enter the body, so too should the curse enwrap him. So the Pasuk over here clearly compares drinking and smearing. And if drinking is asur on Yom Kippur, so too is smearing. Tosfos over here immediately asked the question that why is this pasuk, if the pasuk is comparing sicha to shtia, and we know that if one drinks on Yom Kippur chas v'shalom, he's chayif karis, so too should be the halacha for sicha. Yet we know that the only two times one gets karis on Yom Kippur is if one eats or drinks. So Tosfos says that the pasuk doesn't necessarily, when it says v'tova kamayin b'kirboi, necessarily refer to one who's drinking water. The pasuk is referring to one who's washing himself with water, and the pasuk therefore is not necessarily a compelling proof to compare sicha kishtiya. And therefore, the Gemara, the Mishnah, and so says the Nemukei Yosef, are we to understand the Mishnah, that the Mishnah goes out of the way to say, af pi she'en ra'ah l'davar, zeich l'davar? The Mishnah goes out of the way to say that this is not a full-fledged raya, in order that one indeed should not make the error to believe that sicha kishti is midaraisa, but poshut shat, as Tosfos has just explained, the pasuk is not necessarily speaking about shtia, and because the pasuk is not necessarily speaking about shtia, the halacha is that it's only in a smachta that sicha kishtia. But if we look at the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Tov Reish Yodalad, and Hilchas Yom Kippurim, the Shulchan Aruch says, also losuch afilu mixus gufoi, one may not smear on Yom Kippur even part of his body. Vafilu eino ela lahaver zehuma, even if the entire purpose is just to remove dirt, sweat. Avilim hu chayla, but if the person is a chayla, afilu ein by sakana, even if it's not a situation of sakana. Oishiesh lo chatotin beroishoi, or if he chas v'shalom has wounds on his head, mutter. Tosfos, the Mishnah Brura, immediately says here that obviously when the Shulchan Aruch says that one is allowed to shmir himself because he has chatotin, wounds on his head, we're referring to a situation where the Issa Refuah B'Shabbos doesn't apply, or Refuah B'Yontif. Mishnah Brura says it's referring to a person who is referring to a situation that even healthy people shmir themselves, so we don't have an issue of Refuah B'Shabbos. But if one looks at the Shulchan Aruch, it's difficult to understand the words of Shulchan Aruch. Our Mishnah said very explicitly, "Menayin l'sicha kishti b'Yom Kippur," that in Yom Kippur one is not allowed to shmir himself, just like one's not allowed to drink. The Mishnah doesn't make a distinction if he's shmiring himself because he has chatotin or not. The Mishnah says it's aser. By shtiya, of course, if a person, rachman l'tzlan, a chayl sheyesh by sakana, he's allowed to drink. But nowhere is there a Mishnah that says, we start looking, why is he drinking? Here we Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch is very clear in indicating that, oh, and it's quoting a Rosh, that if he has chatotin, then it's mutter. It's particularly difficult because if we look here in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that as we speak of the Chamishi Inuyim, the five things one has to not do on Yom Kippur, Achil Shtiya, Arasa Medaraisa, Rechitza Sicha, Nila Sasandal, Arasa Medrabonon, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav that Sicha is more serious than Rechitza. And he gives a very simple explanation. Because Sicha is more of an enjoyment than just Rechitza. Sicha, people typically shmir themselves for enjoyment, which is the opposite of what Yom Kippur is all about. And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's the most serious Issa D'Rabbanan. But on the other hand, and therefore, the Pesach can say that all types of perfumes and cosmetics are included in the Isser of Sicha. Yet, we find, as we just mentioned, that the Shulchan Aruch makes this distinction, which we need to understand from where does the Shulchan Aruch take this distinction. Actually, if we look through Shas, we find that this din of Sicha Kishtiya is actually mentioned in two other places. One is the Gemara in Masechta Yuma. The Gemara in Masechta Yuma, the Gemara is on Daf Ayin Vav. The Tosfos that we're going to refer to is on Daf Ayin Zayin. Says that how do we know that Sicha is Osir on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Daniel. The Gemara says that Daniel refused to follow, Daniel refused to do what the king said. And the pasuk says regarding Daniel, Lechem chamudos lo echalti, obos v'yayin lo boa pi, v'soich lo sachti. I refuse to eat, I refuse to eat bread and meat. I didn't drink wine, and I didn't shmir himself. And from here we see that they're all considered a tainuk. They're all considered the same sicha kishtiya. From here we see, says the Gemara, that sicha is kishtiya. As Tosfos, and as I said, the Tosfos is on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Ask Tosfos that, if so, why do we need two psukim to teach us the same din? Our Gemara just quoted the pasuk in Tehillim, V'tavoy kamayim b'kirboy. And here we're quoting another pasuk, the pasuk by Daniel that compares Sicha to Shtia. Actually, there's another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Masechta Nida. The Gemara in Masechta Nida, Daf Lamed Beis Amar Aleph, also discusses Sicha Kishtiya. The Gemara over there is referring to the halacha that one is not allowed to shmir himself. Menayin El Soicha Shatzum and Shatruma. How do we know that a Zor is not allowed to benefit from Truma? How do we know that that includes if one shmirs himself with the oil of Truma? El Soicha Shem and Shatruma. The Tanya says, the Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'lo yichalu es kotshe b'nei Yisrael ashirimu la'ashem l'rabbis es asoch ves ashoysa. To teach us that the soch es ashoysa are asr, ask the Gemara, shoysa l'amali kro, why do we need a special pasuk to teach us that is zor may not drink the shem and shatruma? Says the Gemara, correct. El l'rabbis es asoch kishoysa. The purpose of the pasuk of Laichalalu is to teach us that Sicha Kishtiya. And here too, again, Taisvis asks that the Gemara, Taisvis here, the Ramaskal Shembat Smaisov, quotes the Gemara that we just learned, the Tava Kamayim Bekirboi, and from there we know Sicha Kishtiya. So why do we need this pasuk? So Taisa says, "V'amik Rabbeinu Tam, the kra de lo yichalu nami esmachtahu." This pasuk is only in a smachta. The Perek Hanisrofim in Masechta Sanhedrin that pay Gimel Amin Aleph, Dar Shinamine the Tevel b'Misa. We use the pasuk to teach us that Tevel is Chayiv Misa. Or Perek Kam Dizvachim Midrash L'drasha Achrita. In the Gemara Masechta Zvachim, he says, uses it for a different pasuk. Umidereisa lo have a soch kishaisa, but the reisa sich is not kishtia. The Kain Lini Kippurim says Taisus so too. Even though we've learned two Gemaras, a Gemara here Masechta Shabbos and a Gemara Masechta Yuma that sich kishtia, don't think that sich kishtia is midereisa. It's only midrabbana. The Teda and Taisus proves it with a very simple point. Dein chayovim karis el oichu v'shoysu bavad. Tchiv karis da reisa on Yom Kippur is only fachil v'shtiya. V'amen nami perik basra, the Yuma, in the Gemara, and he quotes the Gemara Masech the Yuma, that we just quote in the Shulchan Aruch, Mishesh lechatatim b'roish, yisoy k'dark v'ein achayshish. Then Taisus goes on to say another word. V'oy oim rabbeinu tam, the davka si cheshem in asmuchu rabbanan akra, v'asmud rabbanan. Even though I said, Taisa says, that Sich is Kishtiya, that's only Bashemin. So Taisa says two kulas. Number one, Taisa says, Sich is Kishtiya. And number two, Sich is Kishtiya is only Midrabanan. And number two, when do I say Sich is Kishtiya Midrabanan? Only Bashemin, only by oil. Ava Sich is Shashumin Chazir. If one smears himself with the fat of a Chazir, v'shachelev, or other non-kosher fat, sharia. That is mutter. And Taisus brings a raya from a Gemara in Masechta the Pesachim that says one is not allowed to shmir himself with the fat of a shor hanisko. And that, Taisus says, because there's a special din that the shor hanisko is also b'hano, but where the chelev, says Taisus, doesn't come from an item which is also b'hano, the halacha is that there is no din of sicha kishtiya, even midrabbanan. Taisus Yishonim in Masechta Yuma on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, Divrei Hamaskel Minayin quotes Rabbeinu Yaakov that says another kula. That Sicha Kishtiya is only Asur on Yom Kippur. No other time do we say the concept of Sicha Kishtiya. So as we review the various opinions that we just quoted from the different Rishonim, we find a very interesting picture. We find that there are multiple limudim to teach us that sicha is kishtiya, but as much as we don't really understand yet why we need these multiple limudim to teach us the very same din. Furthermore, we find that with all these limudim, the din of sicha kishtiya, based on what we learned from the Rishonim, is extremely limited. We've actually learned in our shiur today three qualifications, three times we don't say sicha kishtiya. One is the Tosfos Yeshanim, who teaches us that this is a halacha limited to Yom Kippur, and based on the Gemara Masechta Nida to Truma. Another lesson we've learned is that it's limited to Shemen, not to any other fat. It's limited strictly to vegetable oil fat, olive oil. And we also have learned that it's only if you're done for Taina. But Mishiesh Leichatotin, the Rosh Hashanah, if somebody has wounds on his head, this halacha doesn't apply. And we need to understand what are the purpose of all these psukim. So there's really, as I see from the Mefarshim, a number of approaches. In order to answer the question, why do we need two separate psukim on Yom Kippur, I actually saw one teretz is based on the Miches Chinuch. The Miches Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel Sif Tes speaks about the Shaila, is one allowed to shmir himself Erev Yom Kippur, right before the fast, and the enjoyment that he gets from shmiring himself will obviously last into the fast. Is it mutter or asur? So he says it's for sure mutter. He has an interesting discussion if that would also be the halacha on Tisha B'Av. He quotes a Ramban that says by Tisha B'Av it would be asur on Erev Yom Kippur on Erev Tisha B'Av if you'll still retain enjoyment from that shmearing, but on Yom Kippur only when the actual fast begins is it also to shmear himself. So according to the Minchas Chinuch, the halacha is we understand why we need to psukim by Yom Kippur. We need one pasuk to tell us that it's asur, but the other pasuk is teaching us that when is it asur? It's asur strictly on Yom Kippur, not before Yom Kippur. So even though this is a nice teretz, Miches Chinuch isn't using it for his teretz, but it's a nice teretz, we need to indeed understand why is it this way. And even though the Miches Chinuch does want to think that there may be a distinction between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, if we look into the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tuf Kuf Nun Beis, we'll see that by Tisha B'Av the halacha is as well, only on Tisha B'Av itself is Sicha Asur, not before. The Maral in the Gur Aryeh takes the approach that the reason we have two psukim, that Sicha is Asur on Yom Kippur, is to teach us that indeed all Sicha is Asur, the opposite of what Taisa says. That the Maral says that if we only had the pasuk of our Mishnah, of Tava Kamayim, Kibirgoy, Ukashemen, that's Maisav, we would think that only Shemen is Asur. That's why the Gemara in Masechta Yuma also quotes the Pasuk Daniel to teach us that Sicha is not limited to, that Sicha is not limited to Shemen. All types of Sicha are Asur, to teach us how significantly we say the din of Sicha Kishtiya. And actually, and the Mishnah Berurah in Bir HaLocha in Simen Shin Chavav Sif Yud in Hilchos Shabbos. There the Shulchan Aruch is discussing the halacha about one washing himself with soap on Shabbos. When is it mutter, when is it asur? Mitzvah Shem. Hopefully it'll still be a subject of a shiur that we will learn. The Shulchan Aruch there in Sif Yud says, Mutter lirchatz yodav emursin, haga, the gibu kalach yad shari, v'asr, continues the Ramah, lirchatz yodav emelech, v'koshkein, b'burish akarin zayif b'loshet Ashkenaz. One may not wash himself with soap on Shabbos, oi, b'shach chelev shenemuch yodav, or any other grease that dissolves in your hand, because you have a problem of noilet. Says the Bir Halacha, Ayin Bi Hagro, the bottom Bi Halacha on the Amid, in the very mask of Bashar Chalif, Ayin Bi Hagro, Shadatoi Kedas Habi Megdoile HaPoiskim, Dapa Cholosser. Not only is this the Halacha on Shabbos, but even during the week, one shouldn't use non-kosher soap. There's soap, as many soaps nowadays as well, were made out of non-kosher animal fat, the sicha v'kshtia, v'akapon midrabanan asur. Midrabanan, sicha k'shtia under all circumstances. And the Bi Halacha immediately points out, u'deloik Rabbeinu Tam v'siyatoi, shetiru b'zeh l'gamri. Not like the Rabbeinu Tam, who says that there's no problem of sicha k'shtia if it's not oil. The Gra says, yes, we're learning a number of sugyas of Sicha Kishtiya. And what did the halachas of Sicha Kishtiya mean? Sicha Kishtiya teaches us that it's always asur. And, says the Maral, that's the basis of the Gra, that's why we have two psukim, to teach us that Sicha Kishtiya is not only in Yom Kippur, Sicha Kishtiya always applies. Tosfos takes the opposite approach. Tosfos' approach is that actually Sicha Kishtiya is only Yom Kippur and only with Shemen. And on the contrary, Tosfos says that that's why we have two psukim. Tosfos and the Achronim, the Devar Yecheskel, the Machna Ephraim, all explain that that's actually what Tosfos is trying to teach us. Tosfos is trying to say, why do we need two psukim? Because the psukim are here to help us understand the drush of the pasuk. And they're here to teach us that only when sicha is a hano, and therefore only when it's done, b'derech hano, is it asur. Sicha is not kishtiya. Sicha isn't considered shtiya. Sicha is a hano, and therefore, only in very limited situation is it considered hano. What is the limited situation that it's considered hano? The limited situation is when it's done letainig. If it's not done letainig, it's not considered sicha kishtiya. And that's why we need two psukim. And actually, the Brisker Rav takes this concept one step further. He says, if we look in the Rambam in Hilchos Trumas, Perik Yud Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, Echad Oichel Dovah Shadark Lechol, if somebody eats something which is normally eaten, Ve'echad Shoisa Dovah Shadark Lishtos, or you drink something which is normally drunk, Ve'echad Soch Dovah Shadark Losoch, or you smear yourself with something which is normally smeared, Shenemar, you're not allowed to. If you do so, Yechayiv, if you're a Zor and you did so with Truma, Yechayiv, Keren, V'choymish. Shenema, because the Rambam quotes, as did the Gemara Masech, the Nida, the Aflamed Beis, the Pasuk V'lo Yechalu is Kotch B'nei Yisrael, the Rabbah says Asach. Points out the Brisker Rav. When we look in the Rambam, that teaches us not the halacha of what is the obligation of eating, of what is the payment obligation of Yisrael eating truma, But when we look in the Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Trumas, where he discusses the halacha that a zor is not allowed to eat truma, or when we look the halacha that a tamei or a oral are not allowed to eat truma, the Rambam doesn't mention this asicha. Ask the Brisker Rav if sicha kishtiya, and the Rambam obviously holds sicha kishtiya, because the Rambam is saying that if you did if a zor smeared himself with truma, he'll be chayiv karen v'chaimish. So why by the karen v'chaimish is it mentioned, and why over here is it not mentioned in the Rambam when the Rambam tells us what a zor may or may not do with truma? And as we've mentioned, and Tosfos asked the question, if sichas kishtiya, if that's a halachic concept, so why does the Rambam, why does the Gemara and the Daf Lama Beis have to quote the pasuk of Lo Yichalalu? Sichas kishtiya, we already proved it in our Mishnah, in the Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Ayin Vav, says the Brisker Rav. Sichas is not kishtiya. Sicha kishtiya means that sicha is a tainug, and therefore only on Yom Kippur, where there's a halacha that tainug is asur, is sicha asur. And therefore, the halacha that a zor is not allowed to eat truma has nothing to do with sicha kishtiya. Because the halacha of truma is that a zor is not allowed to eat truma. A zor is not allowed to drink truma. Sicha is not eating or drinking. Therefore, the Rambam doesn't mention that a zor is not allowed to eat or drink truma. What the Rambam, however, does say, that if a zor did eat truma, then he'll be chayiv to pay keren v'chaimish. Not because he ate truma, because at the end of the day, he was mafsa the kohen. He took the shemen that belonged to the kohen, and he smeared himself with it. So now it's very geschmack. Sicha kishtiya only teaches us that sicha is a tainug, and therefore only on Yom Kippur is it asur. It's not independently asur. By a zor, it's not independently us. It's not usur when you have chatotin beroishoy, as the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Reish Yudalid, because then it's not a timing. The pasuk of Lo Yichalalu is teaching us that even though you didn't eat or drink the truma, but if you were mafsid the koyin, you're responsible because you were mafsid the koyin, and you have to pay back the care of the koyinish. But it has nothing to do with eating or drinking, because sicha is not kishtiya. And therefore, it could only be limited, as Tosfos says, to shemen. The Pri Chadosh says another reason why one is allowed to smear himself with soap. Because soap is pogum, even if it's made from non-kosher material, it's pogum, and something that's pogum, we certainly don't have to worry about sicha kishtiya. And in fact, Dorach HaShulchan, here in Yoridea, Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, says, Yesh roitzim lesser loss of a buris shekoyren zayif, betam sicha kishtiya, v'yesh matirim, there are those that say you can't use soap made out of non-kosher fat, others say it's mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Tosfos, the Sicha Kishtiya Ein El in Yom Kippurim. Vav Gam Yikippurim Ein El Drabonim. The Kemis Bar, the Ramah that we just quoted in Aruch Haim Simen, he quotes a different Ramah in Simen Shin Gimel. The B'Shabbos also Lichas B'Brichas B'Shem Neulet HaBachal Shari. And then he continues, Omnen B'Buri Shalonu Shem Esriach. The soap that we have is not edible. There's nothing more pogum than soap. Even healthy people could use non-kosher soap. The kain aminik posh b'chol tfusus yisrael losos b'boros b'merchatz vein poitz apel mitzavtzim. So Aruch HaShulchan is very clear. First of all, based on the Tosfos that we've learned, coupled with the fact that when you use soap, it's pogum, you have nothing to worry about using non-kosher soap. On the other hand, the Darkei Tshuva, here in Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, Sefkotin Lamed Gimel, says that nowadays that you have soap that comes from kosher fat and it's not more expensive than soap that comes from non-kosher fat? He says, Toiv yoysel chatchila lahadu l'shtamish rak b'bura shein echelef. Don't use non-kosher soup. The cane is harem, soap. The cane is harem kol yireim kol mash efsha. A Yirah Shemayim is careful to use soap that comes from kosher ingredients. And in fact, that bir halacha that we quoted earlier, that quotes the opinion of the Gra that says not to use kosher, not to use non-kosher soap, ends off. Miu minig ha'olam lichet v'buru shalanu. The minig ha'olam is to use all soap. Ha'nasa mechalik, mechalif, even if they're made from non-kosher fat. V'rak eza medaydikin zihirim b'zeh. There are only certain people that are careful to use only kosher soap. V'motzi lahasik boris sh'oysin sh'loy mechalif. If you could find soap that's made not from non-kosher ingredients, Nochen lochish ladas machmir mazeh. Why? Because as we learned in our shir, there are two psukim that teach us sicha kishtia, our Gemara and the Gemara Masech de Yuma, and we have two extreme different pshatim how to understand those psukim. Taisa says that those psukim come to teach us that it's limited to tainug, and therefore it's only also on Yom Kippur. On the other hand, the Gra says, on the contrary, the reason we have two psukim is to teach us that it's not limited to Yom Kippur, but it's a concept that applies to all year round, sicha kishtia, and just like, of course, one may not drink something non-kosher, one should not smear himself with something not kosher, and we see that the Aruch HaShulchan is lenient for using soap made out of non-kosher ingredients. However, the Darkei Tshuva and the Mishnah Berurah says that if possible, one should be machmer to use kosher soap.